This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden visited a Chicago-area company Thursday to continue his push for vaccine mandates in an effort to force the roughly 67 million unvaccinated American adults to roll up their sleeves. Speaking at Clayco, a large building firm set to announce a new vaccinate or test requirement for its workforce, he urged all those who have not gotten their shot to be vaccinated to protect themselves and their families, to help end the pandemic, and to keep the United States economically healthy.
The vaccinations are going to beat this pandemic finally. Without them, we face endless months of chaos in our hospitals, damage to our economy, and anxiety in our schools, and empty restaurants, and much less commerce.
In the coming weeks, more than 100 million Americans will be subject to vaccine requirements ordered by Biden. Johns Hopkins University says nearly 709,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 since last year. San Francisco Bay Area County health officials are laying out the conditions they say must be met before they can lift the region-wide face mask requirement for many indoor public places. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Public health officials in the Bay Area say they'll ease indoor masking requirements for certain indoor public settings, including offices, gyms, college classrooms, and churches, once counties reach low COVID-19 case rates, continuously low hospitalization rates, and 80% of the total population is fully vaccinated. Because that rate includes children, officials say it could be a while before people can start taking their masks off. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says her city will be lifting some indoor mask requirements on October 15th. Bay Area counties have among the highest vaccination rates, and cases have been declining.